Around 100 residents watched as dignitaries cut the ribbon on the newly renovated memorial on the west end of the Delaney Park Strip. The improved memorial contains new interpretive signs, a better walkway, and a donor wall. But the big new addition is a granite image of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that can be seen from the busy road nearby. Former Anchorage Mayor Rick Meistrom was on the committee which raised funds for the renovation. He said the city was making a statement by improving the memorial.
I love the fact that it's facing L Street, which has about 40,000 cars a day going past it. And the only disadvantage of this location before is it wasn't as public. And now it's much more public, and we're making a statement about the people of Anchorage and our community.
In the 90s, volunteers raised more than $250,000 to build the original memorial, but it became run down. In 2010, the Anchorage Park Foundation secured a $150,000 legislative grant to carry out the renovation. In addition, the Park Foundation raised $80,000 from individual and corporate donors. Senator Betty Davis also spoke at the ceremony. She said the more public renovation of the memorial was critical to passing on the values that King stood for to future generations in Anchorage.
We have to make sure that our children understand what their past was. We don't have to live in the past. We need to look to the future. Any nation or any person that do not know their past history is doomed for failure. And we must do everything that we can. And that's not just for our black kids. It's for all kids. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, black, white, yellow, brown, whatever the color might be.
Cal Williams arrived in Anchorage from the segregated South in 1965. He says the memorial is a sign that Anchorage is changing.
Over the years, I have seen this community grow together, and which is basically Dr. King's dream. Now we have a great collection of people from around the world. We have people from the Vietnam, we have Hmongs, Filipinos at my church, Samoans. So it's a great melting pot. It is indeed the rainbow that Dr. King dreamed of and envisioned. Anchorage can show the way that people of all races, all colors, and all economic backgrounds can indeed get along well together.
Natalie Bunton with Shiloh Baptist Church closed the ceremony with a song called We've Come This Far by Faith.
By faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word, He's never failed. We've come this far by faith.
In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.